through the clear blue sky, lift a trail across your eyes, tell yourself you're not gonna cry. You keep on searching, felt so sweet to be on your own, once blessed with a heart of stone, and now you know you would better so. Keep on
out here, fast as we can go.
In
there, right, fast as we can go.
Devil's child looked like an angel, warm in the mouth, cold in the toes. You should have learned to hold on to the toes. You're a moth thrown to a fire, getting burned, drunk with desire, and never ever question why. Fast as we can.
That life and those people whom I knew so intimately made a very large and profound impression on my emotional life. So I still find myself going back to that time.
Life's a search for love, never go without. Walk tall as you walk along. Never mind those sad endings.
My plans are
cherish all the leaves and mark.
My poems are certainly not strictly autobiographical any more than my short stories are, but short stories and poems, for that matter, don't just come out of thin air. They have to come from somewhere, some grounding in the real world, some points of reference. But after all, writing is partly a revealing of our secrets, our common secrets. So I'm not afraid to deal with unpleasant or scandalous things in my poems or in my stories. I can't feel that I'm shoving people down the river or anything of that sort in my poems or in my stories. Even though I may be, I hope I'm not. But whereas I may be self-conscious in everyday life, even shy as it were, I'm not when it comes to writing.
If we worked hard and did the right things would happen. Things would work out. Well, as it turned out, we did the best we could, and we worked as hard as we possibly could, and things did not turn out. There was never enough money to go around at the end of the month. And finally, that kind of effort began to wear us down.
Keep on looking, you keep on searching, keep on moving, and you get a little further. Keep on trusting, you keep on hoping, keep on facing your fears, just to keep on going. Just try. Keep on wondering, you keep on asking, keep on reaching, keep on taking chances, keep on longing, you keep on dreaming, keep on doing what you do, never give up believing, just try,
try. Is still true. I never
you
liked
just
work.
Try.
My goal was always to be shiftless.
Try.
I saw the merit in that. I liked the idea of sitting in a chair in front of your house for hours, doing nothing but wearing a hat and drinking cola. What's wrong with that? Drawing on a cigarette from time to time, spitting, making things out of wood with a knife. Where's the harm there? Now and then calling the dogs to hunt rabbits. Try it sometime. Once in a while, hailing a fat, blonde kid like me and saying, "Don't I know you?" Not, "What are you going to be when you grow up?"
Fighting, just get up every morning and try.
Ray got very much attached to the idea of being outdoors, of being in nature more than he had. He had been a creature of rooms up until that point. I think that this united him, the life in the Northwest united him with his childhood when he had gone out fishing with his father. I think rivers in general were a source of mystery, and they were also kind of spirit signs in that you didn't know what was down there in the darkness of the river.
If we worked hard and did the right things would happen. Things would work out. Well, as it turned out, we did the best we could, and we worked as hard as we could, and things did not turn out. There was never enough money to go around. And finally, that kind of effort began to wear us down.